Hey Pride fam, welcome back to a brand new episode of Pride
the podcast
with a friend of the pod, actress, producer, and mother, Whitney Hoy. So grab yourself a trick, grab yourself a treat, and hang with Pride.
I'm who every nigga wife fear, big thigh nightmare. I'm the boogie bitch, ho, I'm every nigga type, yeah.
Hello, hello, hello. Welcome back to a brand new episode brought to you by our friends over at Rehab Entertainment. I'm Adam Andrew Rios.
I'm Mr. Braden Bradley.
I'm Darrell Anthony.
And I'm Ashley Mitchell.
And we are all officially back in the studio.
Yes.
Yes, thank God.
Like, not someone over there, someone over here.
Right.
We're all on Zoom. There. I can meet you.
Yeah.
You want it over here? Yeah, do you want it over there? Do you want it in your pussy? Do you want it in your ass? I can give you anything.
Freak-a-leak. Our biggest freak-a-leak, Io, is still in Liberia, sending her and her family so much love.
Yes.
Very excited today to catch up with one of our personal best. We, Brayden Adam and I, went to college with her. Whitney Hoy, she also produced Pride, and she was in one of the great Halloween movies, The Final, so can't wait to catch up with her about that later. But first, let's catch up here, guys. What's going on?
Oh, you know.
We all take a deep breath.
Right.
You know,
actually, do you have updates this time? Because I feel like the one time you were like, ain't nothing happening here.
I mean, I'm just like buried in work.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like, I haven't had a day off since I started. Like, I work every day. I'm like a doctor where I'm on call. Like, anytime they're like, hey, Ashley, we need this right now. I'm like, on it.
I have to say, Ashley was twerking and working at the club. She was bent over, shaking her ass on her phone, sending emails.
I was.
You said, I must say.
I'm not going to lie. I was at the club twerking and working.
Wow.
But thank you got to do what you got
to
do.
I was going to say, yeah, you have to multitask.
Yeah, because I have to have a life. Like, I could just, like, because I am tired. And I could just, like, when I do have my time off, just sit here and, like, sleep. But, you know, it's spooky season.
You can sleep like, when you're dead.
It's my favorite time of year. Like, I want to be outside, you know? So, you know, we went to the Dubois Farms.
Almost didn't go. We rode by it twice.
Shut up, Darrell. For our listeners, Darrell's referencing, we took a car up to Dubois Farms last weekend, and I somehow missed the turn to go to the farm, and then I
Not once, but twice.
Listen, my brain, it doesn't work. It's mush because I've been working every day.
Yeah, no, she went by, she said, I said, that's the road now. She said, no, it's say right there. This is, I said, Dubois Farms, that is.
She said, oh no.
So she literally turned around and she's riding. I was like, she knows where's that? I just showed her. I said, well, there go.
I passed by it again. And I said, what? Like, I was very confused.
Could not believe it.
But anyways, yeah, we went to Dubois Farm and that was a lot of fun. There's pumpkins and apples and I had a pulled pork pizza, which was really good.
I had a pulled pork sandwich, and we saw Frumikins and his man and his family, and it was, like, really cool.
Mm-hmm.
It was a good time. And, you know, the traffic was really crazy, like, going home a little bit.
Yeah.
And going.
Yeah, I feel like, and going, you handled it. Also, I had to give props to Ashley for something else. She was driving, and she was just like, listen, we in traffic right now. We sitting here for a minute. I'm going to put on the speaker on the car phone. I got to work. Like, she had to work.
Yeah, I was working and driving. Safely. Yikes. I had it on speaker's phone, but I was booking hotel reservations.
Because I couldn't get into the driver's seat because I was throwing up. I drove to Corey's and then threw up. And I was like, Ashley, you got to take over. Because we went out that night before to celebrate our good producer and good friend, Corey Seymour's birthday at Tao.
We did.
Thank you, Helya.
This episode is sponsored by Tao Properties.
Yeah, it's got to be. And Helya will be joining us in a few weeks for our all-female podcast coming up. So I'm super excited about that.
Yes.
Adam, what you been doing?
Same, working and just keeping busy.
Have you been twerking?
Not really.
Oh.
No, no twerks.
You said there's a twerking date coming up soon.
Well, we'll see.
We're going to hold you to it.
I'm holding you. I got it in my calendar. Brayden, what you got going on?
But I will attest to Ashley being super busy. We went to Elk Ravine Farm where we got to pet the big old...
Oh, yeah. We didn't talk about that, did we?
No. We got to pet Highland cows, which was like super, super random, but...
Like, yeah.
A bucket list.
It was very, very cute and sweet. It was intimate. It was just us.
Right.
And
thank God.
Right. There was no additional people. It was our party. and we got to pet animals. We held little baby goats, mm-hmm. or they were full grown goats, but they were like
pygmy.
Yeah, they were so cute. And we took that little carriage ride. Like,
that's what I was gonna say. Ashley was trying to take a call on the carriage ride.
Yeah, I was working then too. Like, literally, I've been working every single day.
I know what that feels like. I haven't had a day off in 3 weeks.
How was LA?
Yeah, you were in LA working.
I was working, yeah. I left here at about 2 o'clock in the morning.
It was after three a.m.
It
wasn't.
No, it wasn't.
It had to be okay, maybe like 2:45 because I left my apartment at 3:30 in order to make it to the airport by 4:30 because I boarded at like 4.
I'm gonna be able to tell you what time you left.
Right. It don't matter. Then I got to the plane and then we landed. And then, of course, I had to start working as soon as we got to the hotel. And I worked the whole freaking weekend. And you know how it's like when you get to LA and you're like, your body is weird because you have to get on the new time stuff. Mm-hmm. And by the time you get adjusted, mm-hmm. you are on your way home. So, I didn't sleep. What, Darrell?
You left here at 3:33 a.m. I just went to, I went through it and saw when you left. It was 3:33 a.m. because I texted Ashley. I said, what is Brayden going to do? LOL.
That can't be the case.
And no, it was. Because I remember you were still here and you're like, let's sing one more song. And I said, Brayden, it's after 3 a.m. What time are you planning on leaving for the airport? You said 4. I was like, you've got to go.
Yeah, that might be the case. But anyway, so I did that and I just worked. And then I didn't sleep at all the entire 3-day weekend. Then I came home and I slept for 11 hours.
Oh, that's glorious.
But I'm still a little funky on the sleep, you know?
You're still catching up.
Mm-hmm. I love uninterrupted sleep.
Yeah.
There's nothing better when you're just like, I'm not getting up for nobody. Mm-hmm. And if I open my eyes and it happens to be 3 p.m. outside and I don't slept all day,
I did take a full Klonopin that night. So I slept real nice.
I feel like after Christy's wedding, I didn't feel like I caught up with sleep until 5 days later.
That was
crazy. Well, unlike y'all been working. I ain't. I'm chilling. I'm actually getting ready for Halloween. What have I been doing? Ashley, I feel like you're finna tell me what I've been doing.
No, I was gonna say you have ideas brewing.
I do have ideas brewing. I definitely have to talk to Whitney about one of those ideas when she comes onto this podcast. But yeah, I'm just literally just thinking about what's next and stuff. I'm chilling. I'm really just chilling.
You're coming to Texas.
I am coming to Texas. I am coming to Lubbock for New Year's. I guess we're just gonna keep doing this Texas thing until we run out of houses. y'all can come to mine. We ain't got no service for no phones. But
I was like, Brayden, yours is next.
My house?
Mm-hmm. My house.
When?
For New Year's Eve. Not this year.
Oh.
Next year.
That's fine.
Or in a couple
of
years.
I won't be there, but y'all can go.
Yeah. Y'all go right on ahead.
Trisha would love to have us.
She would.
She'll be here very soon.
Oh, yeah.
She will. She's coming.
That's right.
Jesus Christ. In 2 weeks. Can I get a break? No. I, honest to God.
And then after that, my parents are coming here for Thanksgiving, and my brother, my older brother.
Yeah.
She's the lead.
And this coming, next week, my childhood friend is coming to New York, which I'm super excited about. Heather and I have a long history, and her family and my family is extremely close, so I'm excited for her to come here and experience this, and she's nervous, but...
Wait, Heather's coming?
Yes. We had a whole conversation about that.
For some reason, I thought you were talking about Heaven.
No, that's why you responded and was cool.
Heaven's always here.
I love Heaven, but I always thought that she...
Right, that's why you were cool. Nothing. I mean, she's always here, so cool that she's coming. No.
See, Heather, also, my brain is mush, so I...
Heather is coming.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
I was hanging out at an event the other day doing a networking gig for jobs, and I was talking about, I wish my friend would come here, and this girl was you should just tell her to come, text her tonight and tell her to come next week. And I was like, Heather, you should come next week. And she's like, how about your flights? And they were so low to come for the weekend of Halloween. And she was like, it's bought.
Wow.
And
that's amazing.
It's done. And she will be here. She's like, you're going to be... It's so cute though. She's like, you're going to be at the airport waiting for me with a sign. I said, no, ma'am. You'll be getting in a cab or an Uber, not a black car where somebody picks you up, but you will get in one of those and you get on right here to the house. You come into LaGuardia. 20 minutes. I'm not coming to there. I'll be outside my building with a sign.
You know what's funny? So when I was in LA, I saw you know who? And he reminds me of the time that he picked me up at the airport with flowers and a sign. I was like, you did what? He's like, you don't remember that? I was like, no.
That don't sound like you.
That don't sound like you.
He made that up.
Oh, he did the picking.
You think I picked somebody up with
No, right. I knew that was the case.
He did that. I was like,
for
I
you?
Uh-huh. I was like, I do not remember that.
Damn.
But people love give Braden flowers, and he don't do nothing. Throw them down. He don't care.
Sure, I've met me at the airport once.
With flowers?
Chocolate. Were there flowers? No, but there was chocolate, like fancy.
Ooh, I don't get that. Chocolate. That is just a waste of two people's Uber ride.
It
cried.
It's sweet. Of course you did. But it's sweet and it's cute. Nah. For me, it doesn't technically make sense in New York itself.
Absolutely.
It makes more sense in like maybe honestly Newark, Dallas, like places like that where someone's having to pick you up. That makes sense. But it's. I think the sentiment is there nonetheless.
And
I think
it's cool. It was like right after Sarah passed, and so he was like, "Oh yeah, let me know." And I was like, "Do not meet me at the airport." And he met me at the airport, and I was like, like that. It was real ugly.
Just like that.
Yeah,
just ugly.
Oh my god.
And then we got a car. Then we got a cab.
I have a very, very random thought and question for y'all.
Oh, no.
What is one thing that you do that is considered
successful?
Quickly. What is What is one thing you do that is considered either like rude or like
exists
or frowned upon and you know it is, but you do it anyway? While you think about it, I'll go first.
Okay.
On the way home on the subway, remember, Adam, you would text us and you were like, trains are delayed. Mm-hmm. So it's very, very, very crowded. So, yeah, mine was super crowded. And my purse is a backpack.
Mm-hmm.
I kept my backpack on.
I hate people like you.
No. Well.
Okay.
Okay. I kept my backpack on. And I had my headphones in, but I wasn't really listening to music, or I was like in between. And I hear this woman. She was like, man, it used to be back in the day where people, you would take off your backpack because it's considered rude not to.
She was like,
but I guess, you know, that's out the window. And she's behind me. And I know, obviously, she's talking about me. And I used to be that way as well. I'm like, yeah, it is rude. But for me, because it's so crowded, if I didn't have my backpack on, there would be someone right on my back. And I'm at a place right now where I don't want that. I don't want a stranger breathing down my back. I've also had a very kind of traumatic, not traumatic, but like a situation where a guy was behind me and his was hard.
Mm. What?
Yeah. I never told you about
this. You never told me either.
I don't know about that.
It was like really bad, but the train was so crowded that I could not move. So his hard thing was on my ass and I couldn't do anything about it.
Oh no.
Yeah.
That reminds me of almost an episode of Sex Education that happened.
Yeah. So for me, now I keep my backpack on so I can keep a personal space.
Sure.
So I know that it's considered rude, and like I've been with people in the past where they kept their backpack on. I was like, "Ugh, take your backpack off. That's so rude." But now that I have like where my mind is now, I'm like, I mean, if I didn't have my backpack on, there would be someone like all up on me, and I don't want that. And it's just like, and people don't, I understand it's like people want to get home, but like people will pack that subway cart.
I let two go.
Yeah, exactly.
Before, and it's like, just, I'm going to attempt to get on this one.
Yeah. And so it's just like to keep my space, like, and to make sure that like I'm not going to be like suffocating, I kept my backpack on. Mm. This woman was just talking mad shit. And so I just flipped her off. But
oh, perfect. Did you? Did she see?
But on the sly. Like, once there was a little room, I turned to her and then I just like had my hand up and I just put my middle finger up. It was very sly. It was for my own peace of mind.
Yeah,
but at first I was like, should I turn around and say something? I was like, no, it's too crowded. I'm not trying to argue with some lady over a backpack. Mm-hmm. Like, it's not that deep. Damn. But I was just like, yeah, I know it is considered rude, but I'm going to do it anyway.
I do two things.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
There's two things actually that I do, mm-hmm. and I've really been trying to work on them. One of them is overbooking and knowing that I'm overbooking and still trying to go for it with the anyways. And the second one is really bad. It's when people hold the door open for me and I forget to say thank you.
I hate
and
that.
And I just walk through.
Well, you're welcome, Your Majesty.
I mean, so not too long ago, by your place, I was at Taco Bell. And I was literally walking out. And I in my mind, I said thank you. But I didn't verbalize it, so it doesn't matter. And these two guys were walking in and they were like, wow, you're fucking welcome. And I was like, I'm sorry, thank you, but they didn't give a fuck then. And the guy was like, fuck off. And I was like, oh, okay. And like,
wait, you consciously do it or you forget? I mean, there's no way you can forget. You consciously do it.
I mean, it's a little bit of both, I think. There are some, like, in my mind, I said thank you out loud, but I didn't because my mind goes 100 miles per hour. Mm-hmm. Like, and so sometimes I do things and I think that I'm doing it for the betterment, but I'm doing it internally, and it's something that I've really been trying to work on. Like, I'm like, that has to change. And then the overbooking is something that I do very consciously, and I'm like, I need to stop telling people yes when I know I got 13 things going on. Yeah. But I've been trying to get better with like putting things in the calendar and stuff, and then realizing, listen, I can't show up for everything. I understand that I'm really fun and people like to, no, I'm being real. Like people like to have me around for, it's kind of a weird thing to come out of my mouth, but people like to have my energy for like the fun thing. And sometimes I can't show up to everything, but I tell people I can make it or I can do it. And I don't, even though I know I'm not gonna, like sometimes I'll say, like you've said it to me before. I'm like, oh, I'm gonna do this. And you're like, bro, you were never doing that. When I finally say like, actually I ain't going, you're like, you were never going. And I was like, but I had told everybody I was going. So those are the two things that I like, I really got to get better about. The whole door opening thing is like, it's gotten me into, I mean, I had multiple people say things to me.
Yeah, that pisses me off when people do that. Yeah, like it's like Brayton said, like, you're welcome, Your Majesty. I'm doing this out of the kindness of my heart.
I hate it.
It makes me feel like you're entitled.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Especially when it's white people. TBH.
Yeah.
Why'd you look at me when you said that?
Because you're white.
I am not 100% white.
Brayden,
I'm literally Mexican. It makes me think of that sound. Y'all heard
Well,
that
tell us,
sound.
Elizabeth Warren, what Indian are you?
Cherokee. Choctaw.
Oh, just like her. All right. Now, what, Brayden?
Rachel Dozen.
Brayden, what do you do that's annoying? I know you're going to say nothing.
Something that's considered rude that you do anyway.
Oh, I can give a list, but this ain't about me giving to you.
That I do that's rude. I don't know. Just be myself. I can't apologize for that. That I do that's rude. I don't know. Help me out.
I don't know either.
Something that you do like consciously and you're like, I know this isn't like the protocol.
I think that when situations arise where you want to be emotional,
that's not rude.
I wasn't finished. That was rude.
I know what you're going to say, but that's
what
not
was I going to say?
Continue and I'll tell you. No, you're
right. Exactly. Where you make a joke or you like say something mean, but it is coming from love. And it's like even today, like I was just like, when you were like, Darrell, these are 2XL. I was like, Brayden's just playing. I don't have time.
No, he said a 10XL.
10, whatever. Thank you. But but like, I was like, Brayden, I don't have time. I don't feel like going back and forward, Brayden.
That's honest.
But you know what I mean. Like sometimes people are like, I ain't got time for Brayden shenanigans today. And you're like, I'm going to give it to you anyway.
Yeah, but y'all always give us shenanigans, and for some reason, everybody has time for y'all shenanigans.
Nobody has time.
But I guess that's because I'm white.
Yep.
I guess so.
What about you, Adam?
I don't know. I mean, I don't want to say like I'm perfect, but
Oh my God.
There it is.
I don't know. Like some things that I do, like. The toilet paper roll, sometimes if it's empty, I'm just like, I'm just going to let someone else do it.
You!
Sometimes, yeah. I'm just like.
Also being on your phone when we're having to have family time.
Yeah, I guess so.
Nah.
No, I cannot tell
That's
you.
That's fine.
It's not.
Did y'all dedicate
yes.
how much time for yes. the family time?
Well,
no,
here's the thing.
There are times.
There's a difference between if we are watching something that we've all seen before, like we put on Scream, everybody's free to like be on the phone. If it's a new movie or a new show or we're trying to have a moment and then we look over and I know like but Adam, it'll be like, Adam, so-and-so. He's like, huh? And it's like, I know you fucking lying. So yeah. But you've actually gotten really better with that. I've seen you make conscious efforts to try to get better.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, Adam. You can do what you want. You're a grown-ass man. If you don't want to watch the new movie, you don't have to.
Thanks, Brayden.
You're well, welcome. You don't have any friends, and you live by yourself with your two cats.
So. Too many friends. That's why I don't want to hang out with them, because I hang out with them too much. And sorry if I like me time, okay?
You don't. You literally will message in the middle of the day and be like, Shay, what's your friend to come have a drink with me?
When's the last time that I have done that?
Let me pull out my phone and pull it up. You want me to keep pulling receipts on you?
Yeah, sure. As long as you can expend some.
I can. I got you.
Well, okay. In the same vein as Ashley, like mine, like I won't move my bag unless it's like I have to move my bag.
Will you do it? Yeah. Would you do it in the seat
like,
as well?
In the seat. That's what I'm talking about. In the seat. Like if I'm on a bus and my bag is there. Excuse me. My bag is there. I won't move it. Until like,
someone asks.
That is terrible. I stand up and I'm said, would you like to seat?
But you are, Adam, you are a grown man. And if you want to leave your bag in a seat, you feel free to leave your bag in the seat.
Thank you, Darrell.
He's not wrong.
But I obviously will determine. I'm like, if it's an old person, then
a pregnant woman.
Sit. Right.
Yeah.
But if it's.
I ain't doing it for the old people. I did that one time. She's like, I don't need to fucking sit up. You want to say? I said, okay, well, fuck you too, bitch. You can just stand your granny ass up and hold that rail. Honestly, it seems like our bad behavior needs a mom. So we're going to have Whitney Hoy join us on this podcast to see can she whip us into shape. Coming up next, our personal friend and mother of the group, Whitney Hoy. We'll be right back.
Hey Pride fam, we would love to hear from you, so please feel free to email us at pridetheseries@gmail.com or DM us on Instagram at @pridethepodcast. Can't wait to hear from you all, and remember to celebrate Pride 365.
Welcome back, guys. I am super excited. I've been trying to get this interview in here, honestly, since the podcast started. This is one of my personal close best friends. We have known each other for so long. She's a friend of the pod. She even helped produce season 2 of Pride the Series. And she was also a very amazing actress, now turned mom. Welcome to the podcast, Whitney Hoy.
Oh, Whitney.
Wow. What an intro. Thank you.
An actress, now turned mom.
Your greatest role yet.
She's always. Will be an actress.
She will always mother. We've been calling you mother for quite some time. Whitney. Wow.
Hi, Whitney.
Hi, Whitney.
It's so exciting to have you on the pod.
Seriously, I'm excited to be here, to say the least.
Thank you for joining us.
This is so great. I've been asking Whitney for you. She's like, I don't know. I was like, no, you have to come on. And then honestly, I was in LA in her face, and I was like, this is Halloween month. The final is airing everywhere again. She did this movie like years ago. It was so wonderful. And I was like, we have to have the lead of the final come on and talk about Halloween. And what's crazy is, Whitney, tell our listeners out there, you actually don't like scary movies, right?
Oh, my God. No, I hate scary movies. I can't do it, y'all. I will have nightmares for weeks.
Aww. Did you watch the final?
Yeah, I did.
Did you like it?
I did. And I analyzed everything I did, of course, so maybe that was helping me not be so jumpy. But I can't do it. I really can't. Like all those new shows right now, like scary stuff. I like the first jump. I'm like, oh no, thought I could do it, but I can't.
That is so funny. So like, let's start at the beginning. Obviously, Adam, Brayden, and I went to school with you at Texas State University. Adam and Brayden actually met you before I did, though. They did the Black Latino Playwright Series, right?
We did the Playwright
Describe
Series.
Describe the moment when you first met me.
She asked to move shows. She didn't tell you.
Wait, I don't even remember that.
What? Yeah, we did. It was the
Black and Latino,
the Latinx show,
and we like stood
the Latin.
We like sat down and like read out of a book or something.
Yeah, I don't remember what the name was.
Was it Rosie Perez? Y'all had some, not Rosie Perez. It was another actress. I think she unfortunately passed away.
I do not remember that.
Elizabeth Pena. It was Elizabeth Pena.
I don't know if she was in our show. She was there.
She was in the second show of the Latino thing. And then Whitney and I hit main stage together. We did House of Blue Leaves, I believe it was.
Yeah.
Yeah.
House of Blue Leaves.
Yeah, Whitney's character exploded. She died.
Can I tell a funny
story? I did. My character died.
She died, but then
hold went the and, elevator.
But then and she did. Hold the elevator. And then she went and won the Kennedy Honors because Whitney would always show up in these shows, be doing so much. We talked about this in LA and bragged about it. I was like, Whitney, do you remember when you were doing Macbeth? And
yeah, and you stole the show.
And stole the show as one of the witches and then still won.
Witch 3 or some shit?
Witch 3 and still won the Kennedy Honors after they tried to exile. It's so stupid. It was a great time.
I do remember Macbeth. That was amazing.
Oh, that was so much fun. I just like, I feel like I remember from the initial audition where it was just like completely letting go. Someone said you get to be a witch and I'm like, okay, well, whatever like came out, Chuck Nye really liked. So I was like, all right, I'll just roll with it.
No, and it was fabulous. I just remember watching and just being like, this bitch is just
I've giving. Never seen any of the witches like portrayed that way that you did, Whitney. It was phenom.
Snaps.
Hey.
Snaps. Adam, what were you going to say? Describe.
I wish I could have seen it.
No.
I'm sure there's a video somewhere.
No.
I'd like to see that.
I don't know how we
how we get our hands
there, because I've asked about my main stage. I'm like, who the hell has a copy of that? Because I know
they
it's
don't
somewhere.
Have my copy of Bat Boy either. I think it was.
Somebody's got a copy.
No,
somewhere.
Someone does have a copy. Remember, I was actually looking for a copy. This is not Texas State, but TJC, a Beauty and the Beast.
We're
and
talking
I
got, about Texas State.
I know, but I was told they cannot release, and I'm assuming this is what happened at Texas State too. They cannot release certain shows like that have like some kind of.
Me level. As the star? That's fucked.
Continue, Adam, with what you were saying.
No, I was just going to. A funny anecdote from when you and Whitney were in Blue Leaves, and Darrell knocked out the main actress.
I think I do remember that.
Yeah.
Yeah, that wasn't nice. So
please jog my memory.
Yeah, Ashley Rhodes. Remember we had to have a show where we couldn't do a show because she was behind a door and I hit her in the head and knocked her out.
I remember her getting hit in the head and I feel bad for her, but like I didn't remember it was you.
It was definitely me. I threw open the door because you know I like to bust into a room and I did and it knocked her completely out. Like knocked her onto the floor, unconscious, ambulance, show canceled. And I was like, like she was knocked out.
And now she's a lesbian.
Well, knock some sense into her then. Great.
Damn.
Welcome to the family, Ashley. So yeah, Whitney, tell us, like when you first started like acting, like let's talk about that. I know you feel like it was many eons ago, but we're going to bring you back into it. After this podcast, Whitney will be acting again, people. So Whitney, tell us what really attracted
she's
you to acting.
She's a mom. She can.
Yes, she can.
She can. Women can do anything in 2023. Go ahead, Whitney.
Except choose what they do with their body. Go ahead, Whitney.
Yep, that's two.
That's another topic for another day.
Yeah. Wait, what was the question? The question was, is
what do you want to do with your body?
Acting?
Yes. When did you decide that you wanted to start acting? And then we can get to brain stupidity later.
You know, taking it way, way back, I was in kindergarten. And the kindergarten that I went to was a Christian school. So it was like a private Christian kindergarten class. And we were putting on the nativity play. And I was Mary. And I was told to put baby Jesus in the manger. And I like flew him over into the cradle and stole the show. So it was written in the stars.
I'm sure Mary did that as well.
I'm sure she did. She said, look, these kids, I can't. Oh, that's amazing.
And so you knew that you wanted to be in the final ever since you threw baby Jesus across the
room. Right. Yeah, no, I think it's, I mean, it was just like over, like in school, you know, school plays, you get into drama class and I was president of the drama club.
Me
and
too.
And yeah, I was fully immersed.
We sure were. You went to Weatherford High or you lived
For
in
half.
Uh-huh.
I went to Kennedale first.
Okay.
Little suburb. And then, yeah, went out to the country, to Weatherford.
Mm-hmm. Because I just remember when we met, that's where you were coming from.
Yeah.
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 So did you go to Texas State all 4 years?
Yes.
Cute. So that's why you ran that department. Now, I want to get into a topic that, I mean, it was happening when we were in school, but it was, I didn't really know much about it, but like you were in a show. I can't remember what show, but then you were started to do Friday Night Lights.
Yes.
So I don't know if you want to expand on that drama.
She said, I'm happy to do so.
I'm happy to. No. Yeah, well, at Texas State, you have to audition to get into the BFA program, BFA in acting. So I auditioned for that. And part of it was that you couldn't do outside work without asking for permission. And also part of the program is that generally you're in like one of the main stage productions. And so I booked got cast in Macbeth, actually. And while I was doing that, I also booked the final. So I was driving after rehearsals at like 10 p.m. I would drive all the way up to Dallas the next day. And, but I have to say it was like the best time ever. And, I got called into the office and, they were like, so we hear that you have an outside project. And I was like, yeah. Like, what about it? And they're like, well, that's not part of the program. We really want you to focus on your school and your training. And I'm like, but isn't it so that way when we're like available or outside to do professional work that it can be a seamless transition? And they were like, yes. And I was like, well, my seamless transition has already begun. I have agent. I have things.
Tell them.
So, but I had already done Friday Night Lights before the final.
Yeah. Because I remember when all that was happening, and then people were just like, "Oh yeah, there she goes. She thinks she's better than everybody because she's in FNL." And
they were such haters.
Like, what the hell's happening? I was like, let this haters girl live. No, for real. It was just like, I thought this was the whole point
right.
of this.
Right.
Yeah. She's already doing what we're doing.
And it was only because other people within the class and the program were upset that they were not doing professional things, so they would go back and say
things. I don't think they even tried. Like, what's great about Whitney is, like, she was trying, and she was doing it, and she was also doing whatever the measly BFA wanted to do her.
They did.
I'll do a little funky play.
I'll win a Katie Award.
I'll win an award.
Because, thank you.
So, Whitney, so explain kind of a little bit more, like, what happened with your role in Macbeth and what they tried to do to you.
Well, you know, in main stage productions, you're going to have like a understudy. And so a lot of the main cast had understudies. And so once they found out that I was doing the outside work, they were like, well, we are going to make sure that your understudy is well prepared. And then they said that because she was doing so much work, I guess, you know, behind the scenes as an understudy, that she should also have an actual performance. So regardless of if I was available or not, she was going to get a performance. And the performance that was originally like set on the schedule was the time where the judges were coming. And
No,
I made this character. I am here. I have not missed any classes. I have not missed any rehearsals. I have earned to be here. So yeah, I stood up for myself. I was actually really proud of myself. Yeah, no, I was like, no. Snap. Sorry. Like, this is.
And no, so that's great. They were just like, okay, fine. They just bent over and let you win that argument?
Pretty much.
Nice.
I think I came in with guns blazing a little bit. So
no, that's great.
I cussed them out too, but for a whole different reason. I went around to each teacher and cussed them smooth out. And I went to Adam. I said, Adam, I just cussed everybody out, and we didn't make BFA. Yo, the way that I went to each teacher, it still lives in infamy. I went to Melissa Groger and said, "You can get fucked." I told Nadine Mozon, "I hope her dog dies."
Darrell.
I got in there by the ass. Michael Costello, I was like, "You cheating on your wife." I went in. I acted up. And then you didn't act up enough.
No, well, you get in the PFA.
That's all right. But guess who's the professional that's still doing it? Not those people that they had in there. Richard Romeo sells what? Real estate? Good for him. Moving on.
There's nothing wrong with that.
Nothing wrong with that. I bet he makes more money than we do.
Mm-mm.
Okay.
I still act. When I go to work, I act like
literally,
I'm
acting right now.
There you go.
Yo, everybody. So Whitney, let's talk about the final.
Okay.
She did not want to do this. Talk about the final. She did not want to talk about the final.
I know, because funny story. When we were living in LA, I met this fool out there for like a week. We had like a fling or whatever. Anyway,
I remember that stupid.
And he was obsessed with movie, like horror movies. And so he had plans to go visit where Scream 1 was shot and all that with his brother, XYZ. Well, then when he found out who Whitney was, or figured out we were friends with Whitney, he was like, oh my God, like that's crazy. I love this movie. Like, I would really love to talk to her about it. And Whitney was like, no.
I'm so sorry. I can't. I don't want to talk about it.
I'm so sorry. No. I was like, bet. No, she said it's a no. I'm so sorry.
Yeah. And that's what ended your week-long fling.
That was it. Yeah. So thanks, Whitney.
He said, that's final.
That's it.
It is.
That's final. Yeah.
So talk about the final. What's going on? Tell us.
I'm like, well, what do you want to know?
Well, yeah. So how did that come about? So was it just kind of like a word of mouth situation? It was like, oh, I know this girl. She would be perfect for this role. Or did you like seek it out?
No, my agent, he approached me about it and said that it would, you know, it was out of Dallas, so I would have to go up there and audition. And I was like, yeah, I'm like on a roll. Let's, why not? So, yeah, drove up there, and I think I had the initial audition, and then I had a callback. So I actually had to drive back another time. For the callback, and the scene that I audition with, which is like just one of those things where casting directors give you like the hardest scene for your audition. And like, I get it. They want to know that you can do it, but it was just one of those where like, you really have to put yourself in the world, especially like for a horror film, right?
Yeah.
Like you're scared or you're terrified, you know, one of those really like heightened emotions. Mm-hmm. And so, yeah, did the audition and didn't hear anything. And then for the callback, brought me back in. And then I got done with my scene and they're like, are you okay?
Oh, shit.
What scene was it?
Well, then that means I did a great job, right?
Right, exactly.
What scene was it, Whitney, if you can say?
Well, I don't want to give too much away in case no one has seen it.
Right,
it's when I'm in the chair.
Okay, that's what I thought. Okay, got it.
That was a fun scene. You were in that scene with a. It was a fun scene.
No, it was a terrible scene.
I mean, well, it was fun for me to see my friend, and I'm like, witness killing this.
Suffering.
Because yeah. I like to
I see
my friend.
I think we should watch it tonight.
I think we should. Yeah. I think that's what we're going to do. Whitney's in the movie with a lot of people. I believe Bug Hall. What is his name? He was also in the Rascals.
Gotcha.
Yes, and then also Mark Donato from Degrassi, a lot of other people, so that's cool. Adam, why'd you laugh? Yo, Adam was looking at me across the room. He was like, go
Is he going to do it? Is he going to say it? He said it, okay.
Anyways, moving forward. Whitney, that I want to bring up another movie, actually, that's kind of very controversial. You starred in Petals on the Wind, which is a spinoff of Flowers in the Attic, which for most people who don't know, it's about these siblings who are locked in the attic, and then there's a little incest going on. How was it for you being in a movie that deep and playing the character of the brother who was, you know, you were about to marry him, and then you caught him with his sister?
Oof. Yeah. Well, they filmed in sequence, so it was all like in order, which I really appreciated.
Yeah.
You know, being actor wise, you don't have to like jump around. So kind of going through it, it was really lovely and very like, you know, my character was very like happy go lucky, sunshine, daisies, all that, and then to get to that last scene where she's like thinking that everything is hunky dory and she walks in. Yeah, so even just kind of going through this, like, oh, everything's great. And then, you know, having that last scene was, it felt more authentic, I think, because I had experienced just, you know, loveliness the whole time. And then to get to that scene was, yeah, a little, I think we only did like, I think like 3 or 4 takes. Mm. And so I like literally like, you know, I'm outside the front door and I'm like, composing, like, you know, like all happy, you know, go inside, and then I literally see and then run back out. So it's like such like a whiplash effect, you know. You're kind of going through that emotion, but it was fun. It was really one of my favorite projects. Really had such a great time. I felt like I made really great connections, everyone was just really great. Yeah, that was a really fun one.
I have a question about another project that you're on. It's probably your favorite. It's Pride the Series. I don't know if you remember.
No.
It's just a blur, not complete amnesia.
Oh, no. Complete amnesia. What a moment.
How was it like working with all of us who are not up to your caliber?
Ooh, Whitney, that was
oh
a time.
My gosh, no. That was literally the most fun though, because when you get to hang out with all your friends, mm-hmm. for one, and then you get to like, really, it felt such like a, it was just so supportive. Like, I remember one scene that I was very,
I remember the scene.
Hesitant about.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I know which one too, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. But there was,
let's not ruin it for our fans that haven't seen it. That's good. Well, you did a great job.
I have to say, to all four, all five of you, actually, just everybody in general, like, you guys all kind of stepped up when it came to Pride and did mm-hmm. things. Like, Brayden did a sex scene, Whitney did a sex scene, Adam kissed someone who could not kiss. Oof. Like, Ashley kissed multiple people that she probably didn't want to. And you guys all really stepped up and said, all right, Darrell, we'll do this. And
I also had a full-time job, and I didn't sleep for 5 days. And I would go uh-huh. do my job, come here and film at
till 7 a.m. Uh-huh. 7 a.m.
I cannot do that now.
And I do know that I'm happy to announce that all of you guys are going to be in the horror film that I'm going to be doing soon, coming up.
Talk to my agent,
it's
going to
be
bro.
A slasher. I'm your agent. Ooh. And so get ready, because I know y'all
I'm
will
your
do,
daddy.
Y'all will do. I'm your damn daddy. I know that y'all will do whatever I ask, so I can't wait to do that. So get ready.
Shit.
Get ready. Whitney, you had a whole episode about you and Sullivan and Son, Roofed, where... that, because that episode, a lot of people who ain't seen it, like, tell people a little bit about what that episode's about.
So my character Ruth was from oh my gosh, I'm blanking on the name.
Sullivan.
What's it called? No, I know
she was. She was from an Amish community, right?
Amish community. Thank you. So it was her Rumspringa, which for anyone who doesn't know is basically where, you know, young adults get to go out into the regular civilized world and experience things. So then they kind of got it out of their system. And so I, my character really lets loose and, yeah, no, it was fun. And doing sitcom, multicam sitcom was, a new experience for me that time. Mm-hmm. And it was so much fun because it was like, theater and film in one.
That's what I was going to say. Yeah, mm-hmm. I bet it feels very performative because, like, you really don't, it doesn't really matter where the camera is because there's so many, you can just do whatever you want.
And then Always Always Sunny, like, that was happy for you to, like, get to that point, because that acting with Danny DeVito and all of those people around, like, that was, I want to do that. I want to be in the room with Danny DeVito really bad.
It was fun. And yeah, I mean, I think everyone knows that he's short, but I think in person you're just like, whoa.
Yeah.
That's what I thought when I saw Kevin Hart. I was like, whoa, you're like really little. Like, it shocked me a little bit.
Yeah.
Did you get cash back?
Shut up.
Okay. I just saw him in LA at his a surprise stand-up that he did, and he was so little. Like, his security were walking with him and you couldn't see him. Like, he's so little.
Mm-hmm.
He's fine though. But go ahead, Adam. Do you have something?
No, I was just gonna say, working with Danny DeVito, like, how was that? Like, mm-hmm. was he like genuine, sweet, kind, a bitch?
Spill the tea.
I would say, like, totally sassy, but in the most respectful way, if that makes sense.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, 100%.
But he would be like, talk about pro. Like, literally, he just knew his shit. Like, we're all like, you know, extras, everyone's like set in their place, you know, at one, and they're like, okay, bring in Danny, comes in, he does his thing, and then he's gone. Like, he is just like, talk about, like, just knows his shit and out, and he's done. Like, for him, I think it was maybe one or two takes, and they're like, we got it.
Yeah. Wow.
He has a new show here in New York that I want to go see.
Oh yeah.
Yep.
What show?
Couldn't tell you, but
okay.
it's new, and I think it's just him.
Oh, it's a one-woman show?
Uh-huh.
Oh, shit.
Uh-huh, uh-huh. A one-penguin show.
God damn it.
Stop it.
As I told Lady Freeze.
Would you consider that... Show. Would you consider Batman Returns a Christmas movie?
Partially.
Or, like, a horror movie, like a Halloween.
I think both can exist.
Well, yeah. I wanted to see if you had like a preference of like, oh no, it's strictly Christmas.
No, you know, it's like definitely Christmas. Horror because all that blue blood that I cannot deal with.
Blue blood. Yeah. Oh,
well, like, that's just the Tim Burton aesthetic. It's definitely red, but they make it look like, I don't know. It's very weird.
I don't like it.
I thought it was black.
Yeah, it's like black tar.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I didn't have HD when I was growing up, so it looked
blue. I know, that's right. We had to move the antenna outside and make sure it was facing toward the east.
And forget when there was a tornado.
Forget it.
Y'all are so country.
I know. Mm-hmm. I know. Okay, so Whitney, tell us about your, I wouldn't call it a transition, but your journey from not being a mother to being a mother. How has that been?
Yeah. It's so crazy. I know that maybe you've heard people just say like, oh, when you're a mom or when you're a parent, like you just like, there's just so much love for your kid. And I just remember hearing that in the past and being like, that's cool. You know, like whatever. And then when it happens, you're like, oh shit. Like,
I get it.
I have never loved anything and been obsessed with anything this much in my life. Like, it's crazy.
Well, he's the cutest baby.
Yes.
Oh, wait,
he looks
him
like
in
a
person.
Doll.
Yeah.
I love his name.
Huh?
I said I love his name. It's such a cute name.
Thank you. Yeah. I was against it at first, to be honest. Oh. And then once he was born, it's like 4 o'clock in the morning or something like that. And
you're
like a little out of it.
That is what
they tricked you. They got you. They said, we did just sign right here. This is his new name. You're like, cool.
You're like, that is what will make the wheel go round.
Do you think that you would put him into acting or let him if he, you know, it gets to the point where he makes the decision on his own?
Oh my gosh, absolutely. Okay. I think you learn so much about yourself when you play other characters that like, yeah, it's such like a, I've always thought of acting as being therapeutic too. So
100%. Yeah,
I'm for it if he wants it. If he wants to, I don't know.
Hook on the corner, you'll support that?
Eight clocks, that's fine. You know.
I support the clocks.
Yeah.
He calls them TikToks. It's really cute.
Oh.
He's adorable. Like he was just giggling. And when I got that, he was just so tickled. He was so tickled. And it was so great.
Oh, that's so sweet.
Literally could not stop giggling. It was really cute.
I laugh when I look at Darrell too.
Shut up, Brayden. So let's talk about your other role. So you work in social media. You do a lot of social media. I know you also did some with Pride as well. So like the landscape of social media is changing so much. Obviously, we're seeing so many new things in the news, and it's like really hard for people to differentiate what's real and what's not. What is your thoughts on social media and the changing landscape, especially with Elon Musk with X and things like that? Oof.
I mean, I think people have their own perceptions. So I think you're always going to run into someone who says this and someone who says that. Mm-hmm. And it's always probably going to contradict no matter what. I mean, it's just, you know, especially now it's not just photos, it's video content. And mm-hmm. so video content can be edited a certain way. Mm-hmm. So there's that side, but then it can also be very... revealing, you know, video content. So I think it's just, when you get into like politics or fake news or whatever it is, like you have to do your own research. You can't just depend on social media to tell you.
Right.
Anything. Really?
Yeah. Would you say you are a fan of like the AI movement?
That was going to be my question.
That's happening right now, like the big boom.
Well, in my experience, like, I think it's both great and not so great. Mm-hmm. I think it depends on the industry. Mm-hmm. But I have tried using AI for, like, to write captions, you know, as a social media manager. Like, it's super helpful. It spits it out in, like, 5 seconds. Mm-hmm. But I've noticed that engagement goes down when you're not writing your own captions. Mm-hmm. So... maybe it's about getting the ideas, having them write it out, but then definitely going back and tweaking it because, you know.
Yeah.
And I also think with AI, like, if there's any, like, virtual reality or augmented reality, like let's say that you put on glasses or goggles or something like that to try on clothes.
Yeah.
it kind of takes away that in-person shopping experience. And a lot of times if you're in store, you have a higher chance of purchasing.
Yes, 100%. I'm guilty. Mm-hmm. I mean, yeah.
No. Oh. I mean, it also takes away jobs too, like from people in stores too, I think. Like in those kind of situations, they've definitely downsized having people in stores because they're like more people are shopping online. I mean, that's why a lot of people have lost their jobs.
Yeah, I think it's a little scary in that sense because it's like, okay, well, they'll only hire seasonal, which is really only like 3 months, you know, here and there. So it's, you know, depending on what you're selling or what the holiday is. But yeah it's kind of crazy.
Yeah, it's a little spooky. But I don't know. I think if in the obviously in the right hands, it's just like we can change the world with this information, this technology.
I definitely used it for my cover letters and stuff. Like I used it, but what like kind of what Whitney was saying, I had ChatGPT did my cover letter, and then I took it and changed it and beeped it up with the help of Adam. And
right,
definitely helps you with like the bones, and the bones, absolutely of everything.
Yeah.
It takes out like the grunt work.
And it's crazy because you put a few words in there like, oh, this is what I did. This is what I want to do. And they take that and craft this whole thing and then leave a blank for the jobs and things you want to put in and change. It's kind of crazy.
So I've heard this term thrown around a lot and I don't know. I just never knew what it was until now. I'm just going to ask, what is ChatGPT?
I have no idea. Whitney?
Whoever.
No, Whitney answered, but I was saying like I recently have been like,
because I've heard about it on other podcasts. Mm-hmm. I've heard it thrown around on social media. Mm-hmm. You know.
I know the T.
Yeah. ChatGPT, the one that I use is OpenAI.com, AI.com. But it's very, very simple user face where you literally make an account and you can make a free account. You don't have to do the paid version, which is $20 a month. Here I am like, spokesperson for this. But it's great. You can literally like you start like a new chat each time you have like a new question or something. And then it will spit out an answer for you. So like you can put in there like what time is it in Australia? Or you can put in you know, what are 10 recipes I can make on a Sunday evening with olives and prosciutto. I don't know. And then it spits out stuff. So it's like a Google or a search engine, but gives you like direct answers instead of like scrolling through websites to find an answer.
Okay.
So my people at work, we use it for writing pitches in PR. So we're like, ChatGPT, write me a pitch about we're about to launch XYZ on this date. We have this person available to speak on this date. And then it does like a like one a paragraph pitch about like what we're doing, this person, like everything. Like it does the grunt work, like you were saying.
Yeah. I wonder if my company ever uses something like this. I should ask the marketing.
They probably do. You had to be
probably for plans, maybe, or even their pitch decks to like win new business. Yeah.
I think a lot of people are a little nervous though, because once jobs find out that those things are being used in some cases, they're like, oh, then we don't need a human being.
Right. Well, that's probably why they got rid of the other marketing coordinator.
Yeah.
I will say though, like get very, very good at it, and then you have job security.
Yeah.
Because there's kind of a way to use ChatGPT. Like you really have to know how to speak to it in order to get really good answers in return.
Yeah.
Right. And for it to actually like really work for you.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So they're now hiring people called prompt engineers. So if you can get really good at it, you have job security.
Yeah.
Like, remember when we first got Google and you would just like type in all this bullshit, blah, blah, blah. Uh-huh. And now we've kind of gotten smarter where it's like just five keywords.
Yeah. That's what Siri is also a form of AI. Like, all of those things are like there. Ashley, you have some. Were you finna say something?
I've been trying to get a word in for like 5 minutes. I'm like,
you know what?
I'm not even saying anything that important, but
go ahead.
I was just trying to be a part of the conversation.
No, go ahead. Go ahead.
No, I was gonna say like my only experience really with ChatGPT when I was introduced to it, I put in like because I was recently in Christy's wedding, as you know, as a maid of honor, and I was like, oh, my maid of honor speech.
And the person who introduced it to me, she was like, oh, they can write your maid of honor speech. And so I tried it out and I was just like, write a maid of honor speech for someone who connected with Harry Potter and pasta. And like, I just put keywords.
Sure.
And it wrote out this whole speech. And I was like, oh, this is actually really good. Of course, I would have to go in and tweak it. I didn't end up using any of it at all. I just winged it.
Yeah.
But it was very interesting the way that they had laid it out.
It's and I creepy.
Was like, yeah. And I was like, oh, man, this is actually really good.
Huh.
Yeah.
Where the fuck was this when I had AP English?
Right.
So that's also a problem.
Yeah.
Because people are plagiarizing.
Kids in school.
That's why we have Turnitin.com.
What's that?
Turnitin.com.
It checks for plagiarism.
Oh, yeah. You would submit essays into that.
Oh, is that what What's Her Face tried to call us out on in college, Adam? The one woman, remember me, you, and Arian?
I guess so.
She tried to, like, we did not plagiarize this. We did. And she was just like, yeah, I did. It was stupid.
I hated that class too.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Yes. So Whitney, what else is coming up for you next? What do you have going on next? What are you looking forward to doing? Are you ready to go back to acting? Darrell's excited to hear about that.
Yeah, I'm waiting for it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I'm apparently going to be in a horror film.
Yeah.
Like, there's
word
that.
On the street.
You heard it here, folks. I got her.
From a little black bird.
A little black crow. I'm a crow.
It's you.
It's me.
Hold on. Speaking of. Oh, I'm so sorry. Vermont has a lot of crows.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay,
Whitney
go ahead.
It just brought to my mind. And then I know, Whitney, you said you're planning a trip to Vermont. Is that right? Did I make that up?
No, but I want to go. Oh. Can we film the horror film with the crows in Vermont?
There we go.
Ooh. See, you heard it here first.
There we go.
I think we got some. I think something's coming together. I think this is gonna work out.
Yeah,
it definitely I love it. Is. So what else? I mean, obviously, what are you doing for Axel's birthday? Tell us that.
We are going to Disneyland.
Yay. He's gonna love it.
He's
very, very into Mickey at the moment, so it's perfect.
Oh.
And I suggest anyone who wants to go to Disneyland, go with Whitney. Whitney actually took me, my first time ever going to Disneyland was with Whitney. She got me the little ears. I still have those ears. She's like, you have to have ears. It's your first time. I had my name put on the back of it and everything.
Well, they just upped prices, so.
They did. Yeah.
Fuck. Yeah. Mickey, whatever.
Well, that's because their stock price is going down.
Yeah, and it's the 100-year anniversary.
It is.
Blah, blah, blah. Mm.
That's all another conversation.
I know. Well, Whitney, listen, I'm so glad that you got to come on and kiki with us fools. We haven't completely enjoyed this. Please let everyone know where they can follow you on social media, you know, to follow cute pictures of Axel, and also to follow everything that you're doing in the social media and wedding world, because that's also something we didn't touch on. Whitney, quickly, touch on the wedding stuff that you have done and all of that. I want to hear that.
Lots of wedding stuff. So I have a very strong background in working in bridal, and alongside that has been social media. And so it's a meeting of the worlds for my next step is both bridal and social media. So yeah, combined both of those. But yes, I guess you can find, I'm not that interested in you guys. It's just Whitney Hoy or at Whitney Hoy on Instagram.
That is not true, Whitney. You are always posting good content.
Oh, well, thank you. If I could get back to decorating every day, then I would feel like my life is just
I followed your whole journey where you were redecorating like your room, like the wall with like the
painting,
the molding.
Oh, yeah. Seeing it in person is wild.
Yeah.
Like when they did most of that themselves. Like it was kind of crazy. Know.
You should come do my place, Whitney.
Well, she's currently working for me right now. Yeah. To redo. She's actually redoing my room. Like, like she's actually redesigning my room. So it's great.
Cute.
You guys will love it.
Yeah,
please
I might
call me.
Recruit you to help me with my room too.
I am there for it.
It's so good to see you, Whitney.
We love you
so
much.
I miss so good you. To see you guys. Oh,
yes, and can't wait to see you out here for Christmas at some point.
That's the goal, really.
Yay!
Christmas in New York.
Yes.
Yes. Tell Devin we said hello. Tell Axel, give him a big hug from me. I love you very much, and we will talk more soon.
Sounds good. Love you guys.
Love you.
Love you. Bye.
Bye. And we're back.
And we're back.
Thank you, Whitney.
I love Whitney. I forget how much I love Whitney. Whitney. I haven't seen her in so long.
It's been so long.
It's so good.
You got to see her recently, Darrell.
Yeah, it was really good to connect with her, y'all. Her house is fabulous.
I bet.
And Edison and Emma are still doing it, baby. So it was really good to like catch up with her and spend time with her and Axel and Devin. They've created a beautiful little family. And Whitney, we didn't talk about it, but her Tesla is everything.
Oh, she got a Tesla
a
now?
Baby. Do she got one? Bitch. She got that and she has a Prius. And both of them are just fire.
Well, look at her saving the earth.
Yeah, she's... but like Tesla, questionable. Stocks went down. We know why.
Yeah, I mean, well, yeah. But I mean, the car itself, honestly. Okay, y'all, the reason everybody's laughing is because... My microphone stand just came apart, but it's still in my hand, so we're talking. Wow, everything's falling apart. Everything. No, the car, it's great, and I it's a cool car to be in. Brayden, you were just in LA. Did you take a lot of cabs, and did you find them to be Teslas?
No, I rented a convertible.
So
I will say in Vegas,
yes,
I noticed a lot.
There's
of
a
Teslas.
Lot of them on the way, and. The big computer thing just kind of like kills me. I feel like they could pump out a little bit more air though, because I was really hot and I was just like, I don't like this. I need some more air.
Hmm.
But it was good.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Oh, Whitnacia, living in the hills. That's fabulous.
Yeah. That's good.
Anyway, Ashley, you sent over an article earlier about.
Oh, yeah.
Costumes. And now that you, when you sent that, I was like, you know, that does make sense. Like,
I, Darrell Anthony, I just want to give a disclaimer. I don't actually want to say what my costume is on the podcast, but I would like to say that, because I have some people listening, I would like to say that it is a film and movie thing. So just go ahead.
Right, yeah. So they're saying striking actors are giving strict Halloween costume rules. So basically... Under newly announced Halloween costume rules from SAG-AFTRA, being seen online dressed as popular TV and movie characters is prohibited. So, like, the Barbie movie, Wednesday Addams.
Any movie.
Marvel, like, you know, the typical, like, Halloween costumes. They're basically saying that, like, if you're in SAG, like, you can't do that because it's considered promotion.
Right. So, Darrell, if whatever your costume is, will you be going against, like, will you be disobeying these rules?
So, interesting thing. Yes. So, I've actually went. Yeah. So, yes, I would be. And I actually looked on, and there are a lot of people saying that they're going to be watching to kick people out of the union if they do that. I think because of what I'm doing is going to be not exactly... That
right.
is more.
Oh
of,
yeah, no.
So
yeah.
I think that I'm gonna be able to skate by with that because the someone else. Only, brought,
sorry,
but honestly, I don't think you'll have to worry about it because it is such a far,
yeah,
like you, stark difference from what the your character. Inspiration is,
yeah. Right?
And also, it's one of those that's a little, no offense, generic.
It's generic, and I'm choosing
just kind of
to,
like, oh, I'm doing this, and then it's not necessarily from this.
Right.
But I'm, you know what I mean?
What was your thing, Ashley?
I was just going to say, movie. Like, you know, it, posting on social media, you just wouldn't be able to reference that movie.
Right. I wouldn't be able to that reference that or that character. I mean, well, the character, yes, because the character actually is from mythology. Like, I can reference a character, but I cannot reference the movie.
Right.
Okay, I have a question.
Yes.
What if you dress up as Natalie Portman in Black Swan, but, like, you're just a black swan?
I think it goes back to what so Ashley
I think,
said.
Yeah. It goes back to how, like, semantics. If you post it, like, how you package it. Like, if you're just like, oh, I'm from Swan Lake, but if you're like, I'm Nina from Black Swan, then...
Yeah. I mean, well, you... So, what I've been seeing online is a lot of actors now are like, okay, you might be going too far, guys. Like, at this point, like, what are we doing now? I know that the negotiations did fall apart and a lot of people are upset, but, you know... Halloween is a time, and there are record numbers, record lower numbers actually, showing up for all the marches now. People are starting to, unfortunately, kind of like 2020 with Black Lives Matter marches, everyone's starting to be like, I'm tired. I can't continue to do this. I can't sustain this. I went to a march in Los Angeles with our friend Takara, and, you know, it was at the Amazon lot. You know, a lot of people were there, and it was very interesting because even that one is still, people are starting to get to the point where they're like, I can't get up at 9 a.m. and come out here and do this and do that.
Well, that's what the white men are waiting on.
They're waiting for that. They're like, y'all are tucking your, literally, I remember when I believe it was Bob Iger said, y'all are tucking yourselves out eventually and just give in to what we say. Mm-hmm. But it's interesting to me. We talked about this last night that, why is it so difficult? Like, the WGA got everything that they wanted over the line, and SAG wants the same things, But why is it so difficult? Is it because it's based off of individual people? I don't know what it is.
It's very petty.
Yeah, it's very weird that they, because everyone was like, oh, they approved us immediately. So SAG, you want the same things? You guys will be done in a week. And it's been a month later. And SAG,
yeah, I think this whole you can't dress as this or that or the other is
it's a bit
little
much.
Extreme.
Yeah,
it is a bit much. But they're
don't
very...
be like creeping on me, trying to get me kicked out, all this and that. Like that's just
well, there are
so
people
right.
reporting.
That's a little culty.
There are people reporting.
It's like if I want to dress up as Barbie, I'm not promoting the Barbie movie. I'm just dressing up.
What if you dress up as Barbie the Mattel doll? And have nothing to do with the movie.
Right. And I think in the article they were talking about, like, it gets a little, like, muddy.
Mm-hmm.
Because they're just encouraging people to be, like, the most basic, like, be a cat or be a, you know, a
ghost
or
something. Maybe a no goddamn kid.
Right. Be a kitten.
Right.
What about Cats the movie?
Well.
There you go.
I mean.
That, yeah. It's there's just so much for interpretation.
Yeah.
That I feel like it's
dumb.
Really not going to, like, stick.
I would like to know that SAG itself, because I actually haven't seen an email from SAG. So this goes back to social media, what we're talking about with Whitney. Seeing things that you don't know if it's actually true or not. Because SAG themselves, unless you saw an email, actually, I didn't get an email from SAG.
No,
I
didn't.
Saw multiple
but
sources,
this,
though.
But this article is from The Hollywood Reporter, so it's not
I mean,
like...
I believe them. I'm just saying that...
But is it?
SAG, I'm just saying that SAG themselves...
Could have been a ChatGPT thing that... Possibly. Wasn't really in The Hollywood Reporter, but maybe it was.
I mean, I'll say
I don't think that's how that works, but
I'm in media. Maybe. That's pretty much how it works.
I mean, I don't know. I'll say this.
I don't think
that,
so.
That I haven't received an email from SAG, like, giving us the official rule. And right now it's just out there with all these, like, organizations picking it up. So until
yeah,
SAG.
Like how, what
until
if you
SAG,
didn't read The Hollywood Reporter?
Right. As soon as SAG, right. when SAG sends me an email, I'll... see what's up.
I mean,
but SAG
that's
ain't
fair.
Sent me shit.
I mean, now sometimes I'd be swiping and deleting. So I didn't see any emails today or yesterday on that topic, but there are some times where I don't actually like read the emails when it's just like, oh, weekly update about like.
I mean, well, there's so many movies that are out right now that people are going to want to play homage to. I mean, The Exorcist, for example, we went and saw that last week. Really good film.
You thought so?
I thought it was a really good film. The people who've been kind of against it have been, and I'm not saying this is why you're against it, but a lot of the criticism has came because people are upset that, number one, they felt like it was too woke with the whole choosing the wife over the child, like the whole anti-abortion thing. That's what the right wing is coming out saying. Ben Shapiro made a whole video because he got time. And then they also were upset that they were like, of course the white child had to die to give the black child life.
Spoiler alert.
Sorry. Sorry, people. But yeah. So
I'm so glad I wasn't paying attention to what you said, because that would have spoiled it for me because I haven't seen it yet.
Yeah.
But I will say it was fun. Like, obviously, it's a good, like, seasonal movie.
Yeah.
I just don't think. I don't know. I don't know. I guess it was a good one for, like, this generation. For, like, these
what
kids.
Was your. I guess for me. What was your biggest gripe with it? Because I found it very similar to the original, where, like, it's boring until they get possessed. And I actually found this one, they got possessed a lot earlier on. So like,
I guess it was just more of, like, yeah, in the first one, it was a lot more, like...
exposition?
Well, that, it was very... Oh, my God, long-winded. No, not that. Like, I don't know. I guess, for me, it was, like, possession. It was just kind of, like, I don't know. It could have been more... creepier or like more evil.
I hear that.
It was just a little bit more like watered down for me.
Okay.
I don't know, but no, overall really good movie. Yeah. I would say wait for streaming.
Ashley,
that's fair. No, I was gonna pose the question, what has been y'all's favorite scary movie this 2023? I'll go first.
Yeah,
definitely Scream 6.
I was gonna say the same
was thing. Great to me. I loved it.
Yeah. I was gonna say the same thing. Scream 6, really great. I will say, for those who haven't seen it, this isn't a movie, but the series The Fall of the House of Usher, everyone should jump on that. Mike Flanagan is a genius. I think the way that he does storytelling is great. I think the way he does old school ghost stories and things like that is very well done. So definitely check those out. But I agree with Ashley. Scream 6 was really good.
Yeah.
I will say, yeah, House of Usher is like really hitting something for me where it's just like, oh, like I want to binge this. Like I want to finish this. Like it's just the story is good and the acting is good and the creep factor is there.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. Yeah.
Lord Raid.
I couldn't tell you if I've watched a scary movie this year.
Totally Killer.
Oh, yeah. So believe it or not, I just saw it at the screening that we did in LA. Mm-hmm. I haven't watched it before that. Don't tell.
It is cute, right?
It is cute. Yeah. It's fine. Whatever. I don't care. This is not really my holiday.
Oh my gosh.
Maybe don't, that's something that I was like,
what's
rude.
What's the Grinch of Halloween?
The Babadook.
that's good. Yeah. Don't be a Babadook.
Yeah. No, I mean, listen, Totally Killer. Like, I love movies like that. Yeah. That do that
like
freaky
Happy Death Day.
Yeah, they're all kind of in the same realm. So, like, yeah, those are fun. Listeners, why don't you tell us what your favorite scary movie is? Please write to us, comment in our Instagram, do whatever.
Would y'all like to watch us, or not, more like, would you, yeah, like to watch us watch scary movies and just, like, cut up?
No.
Yes.
Maybe, I don't know. Y'all let us know. I think it would be fun.
Oh, our listeners, you're asking.
Yeah.
I thought you were asking.
I'm asking our listeners.
Yeah. We would be the ones doing it.
I'm still going to say no.
Oh, God.
You gonna do it.
Brayden's absolutely. That's the rude thing you do.
That's what I said.
The Babadook.
The Babadook.
Don't be a Babadook.
Just suck the fun out of everything.
Brayden
Babadook.
Instead of Brayden Bradley, it's Brayden Babadook.
Brayden Babadook.
Nidar Babadook. Guys, thank you for joining us for another episode of Pride the Pootcast. You can find us on all social media at Pride the Podcast and find me at I am Darrell Anthony on Instagram and Darrell Anthony on Twitter. I'm not going to call it X because I'm going to call it its name.
Oh.
Twitter.
Cool.
Yeah. What you?
You can find me, Ashley, at Ashley Aaron M on all social media, including LinkedIn for the professional shouties.
You can find me, Adam Andrew Rios, at the Adam Rios with a zero on Instagram and Boxed Wine Poppy with a zero on Twitter and TikTok.
And you can find me on Instagram at Mr. Brayden Bombadook Brad. And for the professional shoddies, you can check out my website, BraydenBombadookBradley.com.
You need to update that and the Pride website.
Right. You need to put that in your Instagram profile. Just put Bombadook.
Just for
Bombadook.
October.
Yeah.
Brayden Bombadook Brad.
That's the name. Shit.
Happy Halloween,
Happy
you guys.
Halloween.
Can't wait for Christmas.
I'm ready for Thanksgiving.
He did the monster mash. The monster mash. It was a graveyard smash. He did the-